Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Now, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise. Some of you moms and dads may remember Cabbage Patch Kids back in the 80s or Beanie Babies in the 90s or other toys that have run out at Christmas time in past years when there was no supply chain.
You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This charade must end. The government must require vaccinations.
I don't think so.
Congress needs to man up, stand up, and fight for the American people. And that means don't fund a government that is tyrannically forcing people to get a vaccine that they don't want to get.
Booster become part of the mandate.
Yeah, I can't answer that right now, but I know that for the time being, the official definition of fully vaccinated is two.
It could change,
yes.
His whim is your command.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. My heart feels like an alligator, but not for the same reason that the alt-left media hearts feel like alligators, because they have a new variant and a victim. We have the first victim in the United States. The guy's probably got his feet up on the couch. He's watching Netflix, and he's not going to die. I'm going to go out on a limb and make that prediction. He's not going to die of Omicron, but this gives him something to run with. We don't have to talk about Bill Clinton going to India with Ghislaine Maxwell, the story that was brought. We don't have to talk about Jussie Smollett, that Democrat gay black guy actor who had a dry run before he accused all the Trump supporters of mugging him. We don't have to talk about that. We don't have to talk about Chris Cuomo and Katie Turr taking the handouts from the Cuomo people and reading them verbatim on the MSNBC. We can talk about Omicron. You know that. I mean, this is pathetic. This is how they're trying to flog this. This is the deadest of dead horses, this thing, and they just won't let it go. They're like a dog with a bone. There's nothing left. There's not even a bit of grizzle on the bone, and they're still chewing on it, trying to get another couple of days out of it. But again, it's Operation Change the Subject is what it is. All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to get to all of this. We have a lot of Joe Biden cuts today. We have Dr. Fauci. We have so much stuff to get to. But I'm going to start off with the local news of the day. The decision, not unexpected, I don't think, if you were following it and paying attention to it, basically paying attention to the contributions that were coming in every month. Charlie Parker is not running for re-election to a third
term. Did this
term.
Just happen?
It happened about like 8 o'clock. I tweeted something out and said, it looks like a decision is this close, but I didn't want to go out on a limb. I've seen people at the Herald be burned in the past a long time ago with the cult going out on a limb, so I kept it away. But anyway, I've got a column up about it. Charlie Parker hits the road, and you can read it at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. And I dare say, if I do say so myself, it's a pretty good column. And we have some really funny pictures to go along with it that you've never seen before of Charlie Parker holding a duffel bag and walking out of a place with one of his hack aides, Tim Buckley, and then an unshaven Charlie Parker. But I think you're going to like it. And while you're at HowieCarrShow.com, pick up a t-shirt that says Let's Go Brandon. I'm wearing it right now for the social media and Rumble. And we've also got gift certificates to Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine from yesterday. We have a few of those left over, $50 for 20 gift certificates for $25, and we'll have 110 grill gift certificates, visiting us, we'll be putting them on very shortly if they're not already up there. But Charlie Parker and Karen Pay-to-Play Polito, his lieutenant governor, who also announced she's not running. She was going to lose, too, if she had run against Jeff Diehl. She had no chance. So she's not running either. So they I mean, you know, you want to talk about how full of it they are. To our friends and colleagues, this is the statement they sent out. And again, they're doing a press conference right now in room 157 of the State House, the big room theater area. So we'll have some cuts from that later in the day. This is their statement, though. I'll just read. Coming out of the pandemic, we are acutely aware, more than ever before, about how little we can take for granted when it comes to our family, our friends, or our time on this planet. On this time on this planet? A Democrat, many Democrats would be too chagrined to write something that stupid. Done right, these jobs, meaning the planet, require an extraordinary amount of time and attention, and we love doing them. But we both want to be there with Lauren and Steve, that's Pay-to-Play's husband, and our children for the moments, big and small, that our families will experience going forward. And that includes Gropey, my son, and his next flight on JetBlue from Washington to Logan. And hopefully he won't be lugged off by the state police at the end. We are determined to put aside the partisan playbook that dominates so much of our political landscape. We avoid the public sniping and grandstanding that defines much of our political discourse and allows us to make meaningful progress on many important issues. This next year needs to be about recovery, not about politics. We are grateful for the chance we have been given to serve the people of this great state, and we'll give it our all between now and the end of 2022. Signed, Charlie Parker and Pay-to-Play Polito. Ugh. 860 says, do you see Charlie Parker working for the Brandon regime? Laughing out loud. I don't really. I think he's going to try to make some big bucks. And you know, someone just pointed out, I thought he was the most popular governor in America. I mentioned that in my column that's on the website right now. I mean, if he was the most popular governor in America, which we were told countless times that he was, why the hell is he running away rather than running for re-election? He wasn't going to win. Jeff Diehl was going to clean his clock. Jeff Diehl was endorsed by Donald Trump, who Charlie Parker always said was a disappointment to him. I guess President Trump is very excited today. He got the word this morning that Charlie Parker had fallen on his sword. Talk about an irony. The Washington Post today runs a story with a list of 10 Republican politicians. It says these are the people that Donald Trump is feuding with, and how would they do in 2022 is going to figure prominently in whether he runs in 2024, because if he can get rid of some of these people, or most of these people, that'll show how powerful he is in the party. The ink wasn't even dry on the dead tree version of that story in the Washington Post before Charlie Parker was gone. He sleeps with the fishes like Chris Cuomo. So so two out of the three biggest governors for COVID deaths are now gone, Cuomo and Parker. And Murphy, Parker's classmate at Needham High School here in Massachusetts, he hung on by a fingernail in New Jersey. Got those double counted ballots in Hudson County, came in real handy for him in those early morning hours on Wednesday. Anyway, so Charlie Parker is gone, and you know, there was another straw in the wind yesterday. which is that he was there's a state rep district in Essex County. It's been held by the Republicans for probably since the Civil War. It's all these horsey towns: Wynnum, Manchester by the Sea, Rowley, Topsfield, places like that. He appointed the previous Republican state rep to a hack job at the liquor commission or the weed commission, one of those things. And so they had to have a special election. And again, this is a seat that's been held by the Republicans since James Buchanan was president. Charlie Parker endorsed this guy, the Republican candidate. He lost in a landslide, 56-44. That's how much Charlie Parker's endorsement was with. So the people, Republicans in that district, that Republican district, see Charlie Parker has endorsed this guy. They say, why am I going out to vote for someone who likes Charlie Parker and thinks he's doing a great job? There was a straw in the wind. He had a fundraiser in Springfield scheduled.
Have you seen who might be thinking about running for governor in Massachusetts?
Well, I've seen a lot of people have been. Who are you specifically referring to?
Distinguished Secretary of Labor.
Yeah, Marty Walsh, the $6 million man. He's the former mayor of Boston. Now he's the Secretary of Labor. He's supposedly thinking about it. Joe Kennedy, the guy who couldn't beat Mr. Frosty, Ed Markey, last year. He's apparently in the mix. You know, nature abhors a vacuum, and there are two vacuums right there, Walsh and Kennedy. I don't know who's, you know, Jeff Deal is, he's the front runner among the Republicans. They were promoting a few other Republicans earlier in the day. Sean O'Connell, the mayor of Taunton. I don't know if that's how serious that is. Andrew Lelling, the former U.S. attorney, he might take a run. But we'll talk with, we hope to talk with Deal later in the day about this. But, you know, it's going to be interesting the next few days to see how this plays out. But I'm going to say Walsh will not run. Even though he has $6 million, he would. That's more money than anybody else has got. But he's also got kind of a dicey record in Boston, wouldn't you say, Taylor?
I think he has a much more cushy position right now. Doesn't really have to do all that much.
Yeah, but there's no future in being the Secretary of anything, especially the Secretary of Labor. Labor, as Joe Early used to say. All right, we're gonna take some calls here when we come back. 844-500-4242, 9978. Why would Tal Duvall declare as a lame duck this early on? I don't get it. It's not that early. I mean, the election is 11 months away. I think he had to make a call. I'm kind of surprised Karen Polito's not running, but she wasn't going to win anyway, and she's going to walk away with $2 million. You know, $2 million isn't a lot to run statewide, basically in any state nowadays. But $2 million is a lot to have in your account if you're not running for anything. And you can just be, you know, going out to dinner and going to hotels in sunny places for shady people and claiming you're, you know, assessing your electoral prospects for down the road. $2 million, a lot of junkets, a lot of flowers for weddings. A lot of yearbook ads, a lot of fine dining. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is well worth the trip. When you need first-class dental work done, from routine checkups to full reconstructive to veneers, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag in Nashua, and it has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best, especially if you've been putting it off for a year and a half or almost 2 years now. You need to get the best, and that's Perfect Smiles. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. Visit their site today at perfectsmiles.com. Dentalworks.com. Don't procrastinate about getting your dental work done any longer. The longer you wait, the more likely it's going to become a problem, and it's going to take time to get it fixed, and you don't want that. Perfect Smiles is the best place to go to catch up on your dental work. That's perfectsmiles.com, and don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to grace@howiecarshow.com.
He's mean, he's nasty, and he hates everything to do with Christmas.
He's Howie Carr.
Chris Cuomo was indefinitely suspended last night from CNN. As you know, we talked about it a lot in the final hour of the show. So he still has his afternoon show on satellite radio, and he was back on the air today, and he issued no apology, but he said, you know this already, it hurts to even say it, it's embarrassing, but I understand it, and I understand why some people feel the way they do about what I did. I've apologized in the past, I mean it, the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues and do anything but help. But he lied. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Chris Cuomo be back at some point?
See, people were saying that last night because of Jeffrey Toobin, you know, who did this horrible thing when he was on a Zoom call talking about the 2020 elections with his colleagues. But as disgusting as that was, I think what Cuomo did was worse because he lied to the viewers. I mean, Jeffrey Toobin just did that to his colleagues. And plus, he's in... Toobin is in so many protected classes. He's even more protected.
Damn, classes, I think, Jeffrey Toobin
than Cuomo is. You know, Harvard. You know what I mean. He's a beautiful person. He's even more beautiful than Chris Cuomo. So I'm going to say no. He will not be back.
69% say yes. He will be back.
What do you think, Taylor?
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back to CNN.
No, I just can't see it. It's too much. I mean, they have to, as they said it in Blazing Saddles, they have to protect their phony baloney jobs. And you know, CNN is under new management, or somewhat new management, with John Malone coming in, and he's already said he'd like to see the place become less of a clown show than it already is. So I don't see it in the works. I think they'd love to bring him back, but ain't gonna happen. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Say it ain't so. Charlie Parker's not going to run for a third term? What's going on?
You're a loser.
Let me finish the job. I did such a great job with the state police and the Holyoke Soldiers Home and the MBTA and the nursing homes. Well... I'm not going to say that. I certainly have never observed that rule. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and whatever happened to Democrats like Ed King,
I wish I knew. I think Ed King may have been the best governor of my lifetime in Massachusetts, Jim.
And now we have Governor Baker, who's a Republican, and he's a worse Democrat than guys like Ed King.
Much worse, much worse. Ed King, he was the governor from 78 to 82. He knocked off Dukakis, and then Dukakis came back and knocked him off. And it was said that Ed King was Ronald Reagan's favorite governor in the United States. And I can understand why. Ed King was totally pro-business. He was pro-death penalty. He was tough on crime. He was anti-abortion. He was just a successful governor. And he was torn apart, just like Trump was torn apart, by the same people who tore Trump apart on a national level. It was done to Ed King on a statewide level. I voted for Ed King twice in Democrat primaries. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Oddly, remember all those press conferences, those daily press conferences last year when Charlie Parker would be up there? And I'd like to tell the folks in the community they can't go outdoors after 7 o'clock tonight because the cootie virus might take them out. They were all broadcast live. So today, Charlie Parker throws in the towel, slinks off with his tail between his legs, runs away. And guess what? There's no live stream from the State House. We're going to have to rely on the amen chorus from the Boston media to get our sound cuts later in the show. How convenient. But we did run into President Trump is apparently trying to make a statement about what he thinks should go on with Charlie Parker and pay to play Polito.
Get him out. Ready? Are you ready? Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get the hell out of here.
They heard. They're retiring due to ill health. The voters got sick of them. All right. Now it's time for Grace with the news.
Hello, everyone. So Chris Cuomo has been indefinitely suspended from CNN. A lot of people don't think this is going to last forever, Howie, as you pointed out. They do like a comeback, these liberals, so who knows? Maybe they just need to let the dust settle for a few days. But they had Jeffrey Toobin.
Given what happens at CNN, Grace, do you really want to use the word comeback?
That's... maybe true. But yes, they're just kind of announcing this and hoping that it will all go away. Andrew Cuomo has obviously done a number on everyone at CNN. At this point, he's destroyed their credibility, and Chris Cuomo helped him. I mean, the text messages back and forth. I think you hit the nail on the head. So just so people know, usually in the morning, I call Howie, we go over some of the biggest stories of the day. And you pointed out the Katie Turr element of this, which I think is very, very interesting. And I think people would appreciate it. Because what a lot of reporters were saying on Twitter yesterday is that the Katie Turr element of this story really shows you how corrupt our media is. Basically, one of Andrew Cuomo's henchmen had sent Katie Turr talking points and then was bragging to her friends that Katie was repeating them verbatim on MSNBC.
But the thing was, here's how obscure these channels have become, that this woman who fed the lines to what Katie Turr says, she's repeating them on CNN. She didn't even have the right network.
Yeah, someone else had to correct her.
She's feeding this woman who is as dumb as a stump her talking points, but she doesn't even know. She doesn't watch her any more than anybody else watches her.
Yeah, that kind of shows you the ratings problem. I loved Tucker Carlson's monologue last night, just tearing into Chris Cuomo. They have had a real back and forth for a long time, and he's absolutely right. Yeah, Chris Cuomo does have high ratings for CNN, but it's all relative. I mean, they're not high compared to Tucker Carlson's ratings.
Right. I loved what Jason Whitlock said, Tucker's guest, former sports writer, has his own blog now. He said, you know, the thing you got to remember about Chris Cuomo is he's a typical American meathead. And I like the word meathead, but he's not typical because most typical American meatheads haven't been handed as many advantages and privileges as Chris Cuomo has been.
Yeah. To quote the late Menino, he was born with a golden spoon in his mouth.
Exactly.
He really was. And, you know, one thing that I noticed yesterday brewing on Twitter, Howie, is a cause that has been near and dear to your heart for years now. And you're really at the forefront of this. You were a pioneer with this cause, and that would be changing the name back to the Tappan Zee. That's really getting a lot of support now that we are done with both Cuomo brothers.
Yeah, I think, you know, you or I need to reach out to the Republican Assemblyman in New York who sponsored the original legislation. I think there's several of them have done this. And, you know, we want to know, even if you don't live in New York State, I think a lot of people would like to get involved in this effort.
Yeah, and just so that Howie can say Tappan Zee 400 times a day on the show.
you know, I know there's a new span now, but it was a great bridge. The original bridge, not only did it have a great name, it was a great bridge.
The new one's not as good.
No, I don't think so.
There's a lot of complaints about it. All right, so they're considering, according to reports, rolling out a 7-day quarantine for all travelers to the U.S. And obviously this could affect travel for airlines. I read a report today that now they're kind of getting nervous they might not make this big recovery. We had one of our busiest Thanksgivings this past week, and already it seems like this is starting to affect their business.
Now, but what if you declare yourself to be an illegal alien? You're not going to be quarantined at that point, right?
Fauci tried to give some half-baked explanation about why it's different for illegal aliens. I didn't understand it. I don't think anyone did.
No, because it's not, it doesn't make any sense.
And here's another thing I don't understand is we always talk about the testing, but if you have mild symptoms of something, I'll never get this. I never understand why people run to get tested for something that's giving them mild symptoms. Like, I would rather just, you know, sit in my house for a few days than run out and get the test. But now we have a test here in the United States that's positive in California. As you mentioned, Howie, the person is supposedly fully vaccinated. So I don't know if this is really right. Going to help with Joe Biden's push to get everyone booster shots, which, by the way, this could be fake news, but I think it might be true. I got a call today from someone who said they've been seeing commercials that feature Joe Biden and Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Yeah, I read about it. I read a headline about it, but I couldn't bring myself to actually open the story.
Encouraging people to be a booster person. Isn't that what Joe Biden calls them? Booster
yes.
People.
Booster people.
In the United States, so that we can, working together, build back better.
You're using my lines here.
I really am a believer in this. You know, I'm old enough to remember when the U.S. was the leader in innovation.
That's what we're driving at, Bill.
Driving. Yes, we love driving.
Yes, we do.
Why? Wait, is this a pre-recorded thing? That's the most...
Oh, yes.
Well, that's the most awake they could make him sound.
Yeah, and they had a Chiron above him that said, President Biden / Amtrak Joe.
Oh!
No.
No.
Yes.
Joey Baby?
Amtrak Joe?
Yeah.
What about Lunch Bucket Joe?
What about Sheriff
middle class Joe? Sheriff
Joe,
yeah.
Yeah, we should do like almost a March Madness type thing with all the different Joes. It reminds me of Barbie, you know? She has all these different hats she wears. I like Amtrak Joe the best. In other news, Alec Baldwin sits down with ABC News after fatal Rust shooting. He's sitting down with George Stephanopoulos, and according to reports, he said, I ask for no special treatment, George. Just treat me like you would the President of the United States. No, I'm kidding. Of course, he didn't actually say that.
I'd give him props if he said that. That would be pretty funny if he said that.
I know, but it is true. He's probably thinking to himself, he better give me the same quality softballs that he gives the president, because...
Incidentally, you know, it's Chris Cuomo has now been fired, basically, for aiding a corrupt politician and covering up his sexual harassment of women. When is George Stephanopoulos going to be fired for doing the exact same thing when he was CEO of the Bimbo Eruptions unit for Bill Clinton?
Well, let's also not forget that Chris Cuomo was reporting, and I'm sure we could find some great clips of him talking about the heroic and amazing Christine Blasey Ford. I'm sure he was very supportive of her baseless accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. And then yet he's trying to discredit a sexual harassment victim who has photographic evidence that his creep of a brother put his big hands all over her face at a wedding. And I just want to say...
Are you referring to Wedding Girl?
I'm referring to Wedding Girl, I am. I just want to say, like, no one... This was hiding in plain sight. Like, this guy was... It was so obvious. The only way it wasn't obvious is if you're delusional and you have a mix of delusion / Trump derangement syndrome. Otherwise, you look at Andrew Cuomo and you knew what kind of person he was just from the way he acted. But now they're all like, oh, it's so shocking that they have all this evidence. Who puts their two hands over someone's face at a wedding?
You know, some people have giveaways when they're lying. And if you listen to them long enough, you begin to notice when they're shading the truth, shall
we say.
Yeah,
like their tell in poker.
Right. Like when someone says frankly.
Honestly.
Honestly, right? And a couple of people mentioned, we were playing those cuts of Cuomo yesterday, that the slower he talks,
yeah,
the more you know he's lying.
Yeah. No, I agree. He does have a lot of tells.
That's his tell. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so obnoxious. I mean, and we had to sit through all of those press conferences and all his leather bomber jackets. And it just feels so good. I know, Howie, that some people think we focus too much on stuff like this, but we have to. This is the just dessert at the end of this entire ordeal, is that some of these people are finally being exposed.
I agree. I was very pleased to see Cuomo go down, and I looked forward to seeing what Tucker was going to say, and I laughed heartily, and you know, his guests were added to the hilarity involved, and it was just good. Good TV.
Lastly, speaking of phonies, Governor Gavin Newsom's family vacation, $29,000 per night at Cabo San Lucas Villa. This comes with
$29,000 a night.
Yep. Makes John Kerry look like it's amateur hour. Said it comes with two chefs, 4 to 5 servers, personal trainers, and the like.
Personal trainers.
And meanwhile, students age 5 to 11 are still, you know, all masked up in school, I'm sure.
Oh, man. It's really a shame that he didn't get knocked out by Larry Elder.
I know, and I hate to say this, but it's the voters. Like, this is what you got.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I appreciate it. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated selling your real estate or commercial residential property during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. You still can. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Okay, you know how it works. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and we have a great cheap bastard deal. Wherever you're listening to me, probably there's a 110 grill near you. There are more than 35 locations throughout Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. It features modern American cuisine in an upscale casual atmosphere where you'll fit in. And again, these are going to go really, really fast. So get on board now, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store for the 110 Grill. Joining us now is Ryan Dion, the Chief Operating Officer of 110 Grill. Ryan, what's going on at the 110 Grill right now, other than these gift certificates flying out the door?
Yeah, it is gift card season at its finest, Howie. We're booking up holiday parties, and things are going great over here.
And when people buy the gift card promotions, when they come in, when they get these cheap bastard deals, they can go in and they might want to buy some more gift cards. What do they get when they buy the gift cards at the 110 Grill?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, Howie, we're offering a scratch card, so almost similar to the lottery, but it's a 110 scratch card, and every single card is a winner. So you can get anything from $5 off to a complimentary entree up to $50 off. So there's some great rewards on there.
And this gift card, by the way, and all the gift cards can be used at either the 110 Grill or the Viva Trattoria or at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. So there's a bunch of different places that you can that you can use this. And you guys are expanding after the beginning of the new year into some new locations in Florida on the West Coast, correct?
Yeah, we got some exciting development going on. We're going west coast, as you said, as south as Naples and as north up to Tampa. We got a few locations coming next year, as well as a couple more in New Hampshire and Massachusetts as well.
That's great. And again, people love the 110 Grill. I love the 110 Grill. It's just a great, great American food, and just very casual and very reasonably priced. What do you got? What are your seasonal top menu items right now?
Right now, Howie, we're doing an awesome turkey tip dish. We have a loaded potato soup, which is absolutely delicious. We're getting ready to launch our holiday features next week, which features a lobster and shrimp risotto, as well as a short rib ravioli. So we just tried them last week. They're absolutely delicious.
I'm looking at my talking points, and I see maple bacon bread pudding. I could go for some of that right now.
Yeah, that's a fantastic dessert going on right now, and some carrot cake coming next week.
All right. And so, again, these can be used, not just at the 110 Grill, but also at the Aviva Trattoria and at the at Apex Entertainment as well.
Yes, they're for 110 and Aviva, Howie. Apex right now is separate from our gift card program, but we are all related.
All right, and again, so these are all over the place in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York. You got them in Poughkeepsie. Where else in New York State do you have them?
Yeah, we have six in New York. So closest to Poughkeepsie, we have one in Middletown, which is not too far from there. We have two in the Albany area at the Crossgates Mall, as well as Latham, which is not too far. Then we're out west in Syracuse at the Destiny USA Mall, as well as Henrietta, which is part of Rochester. So. A lot of ground to cover in New York.
And Connecticut as well? Connecticut, you're
Yeah, yeah. We have one in Canton, not too far from Hartford, as well as next month in January. We have our 36th location opening in Southington.
Okay, in Rhode Island? Where are they in Rhode Island?
Yeah, we're in downtown Providence, adjacent to the Marriott Residence Inn Hotel, which is right next to the big arena down there, the Dunkin' Donuts Center.
Yeah. All right, that's good. It's again, it's 110 Grill. This is a perfect Christmas gift if you have any relatives who need anything and you don't know what to buy them. This is a great thing, and there's a place there's guaranteed to be at 110 Grill, very close to wherever they are. And anyone who's ever been to the 110 Grill knows what a good deal this is. A $50 gift certificate for $25, go to HowieCarShow.com, click on the store, and you can read my column on Charlie Parker, and you can read pick up a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, all sorts of stuff available on the Howie Car Show website. Ryan, thank you so much for being with us, and the gluten-free menu, you have that as well, right?
Yeah. One of our what's really awesome and very popular is 100% of our menu can be made gluten free. We cater to all allergies, have a strict allergy protocol in place, so it works out wonderfully for our guests with celiac.
What's your number one entree right now? Last question, I guess.
Right now, it is our bourbon marinated steak tips. They're finished with the whiskey glaze on top, come with two sides. It's a fantastic dish, very unique.
All right. Ryan Dion, if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, et cetera, and I'm sure you will. And it's a great place for your holiday party, too, isn't it, the 110 Grill?
It sure is, yeah. All of our locations, Howie, feature a private dining room. We can do up to 50. Alone in the room, or we can do any party size below that. So if you're looking to book your holiday party, please give us a shout.
All right, great. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Get your $50 gift certificate for $25 to the 110 Grill. They're going to go fast. Thank you, Ryan. I'm Howie Carr.